Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
I started back a little early for this last quarter. Mantom got the ball to start it, and Brandon Morris was able to go in for a layup. He now has 5 points. Here is Woods with it, giving up top to Boyce, to Reeves, that is, I'm sorry. Now he'll give it up top to Waterford. Marion still has several starters in their game right now. I'm wondering how soon they're going to start subbing out. And Darius Waterford going into the lane for the layup. Good. He now has 5 points, 52-22. Marion leading it. Less than 7 minutes left to play in this game. Here's Bashir's with it on the left wing. He'll give it to Tabor there on the left side. Skip pass to Bennett Pinson on the right. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Smith. He will kick it out to Reeves. Reeves will drill to the left wing. They'll throw up top to Waterford. 6.5 minutes left to play. 30-point lead for Marion. The ball goes down to Caesar. He was going to try a windmill dunk. He loses the handle of the ball. A turnover against Marion. And back the other way. Mount Tom can't get the layup. May have been partially blocked, but they're able to get the offensive rebound. And now they lose the handle of it. Waterford going back the other way for the dunk. He misses it. And the rebound is controlled by Baylor Cresselius. Here is Bashir's across the timeline. His pass knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds. Bennett Pinson tried to get it, but his foot stepped on the sideline. 11th turnover against Mountain Home. 5:48 left to play in this game. Here is Woods back the other way, dribbling down into the corner. Gives it to Caesar. He's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. Good. Timothy Caesar with 14 points. 54-22, Marion leading Mountain Home. Less than 5.5 minutes left. Here's Bashir's back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. Cresselius gets offensive rebound. He goes back up with it. He can't get the foul to go. And this time Woods gets the rebound. He'll throw it to Reeves, who's quickly back the other way for the dunk. He can't get that one to go. And this time it's going to be Mountain Home getting the rebound. Here's Bashir's back the other way. Going up for the layup was Bashir's. No good. Rebound comes to Smith. Now ball goes. Now another alley-oop attempt, and this one was missed as well. And Mountain Home gets the rebound. Here is Brandon Morris. And now a timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. We'll break with 4:54 left to play in the game. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 54-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Coming out of the timeout, Ben Pinson tried the three, couldn't get it to go. Morris gets the offensive rebound, and he's fouled. A reaching foul called on B.J. Johnson, who checked in during the timeout. His first personal foul, team foul number one against Marion here in the second half. And now travel's going to be called on Mountain Home. Their 12th turnover of the night. 4 minutes left to play in this game. 54-22, Marion leading. Adam Sorrell checking in now for Mountain Home, and so is Jeff Hodges, as Bennett Pinson and Baylor Cresselius will both take a seat. Clocks continue to run during the substitutions. Now coming in for Marion is Danny Perry, as Timothy Scott will take a seat. 3.5 minutes left to play. 54-22, Mount Marion leading. Here is Perry into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Smith. Smith will dribble up to the top. Now he's going to throw it to a cutting B.J. Johnson, who goes in for the layup. Good. B.J. Johnson with his first 2 points of the night. 56-22, Marion leading it. 3 minutes left to play. Here is Sorrell throwing it up top to Tabor. Finds Abe Crawford cutting into the lane. He has the ball knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Marion. It will be Mountain Home inbounding with 2:49 left to play. Now Dawson Tabor's going to come out of the game as he's replaced by Satch Harris. Satch Harris, a 6-foot junior. Abe Crawford will inbound it. By the way, Sorrell, a 5'11 junior. And why the clock is stopping, I have no idea. Now the officials are talking about something. Whatever it was, we're back underway now as the inbound pass goes in to Jeff Hodges in the lane. He gets the layup good. 56-24, Marion leading Mountain Home with 2:40 left. Here is Jaquelin Daniel with it up top. Gives it over to Danny Perry. Now Danny Perry dribbles to the top. Now Smith, DeCorio Smith is going to go into the lane and give it to Dontavius Jefferson. His layup is blocked, but he also draws contact. And so as the clock continues to run, he'll be at the line for a pair of free throws. Brandon Morris picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. First free throw for Jefferson is up, no good. He has one more free throw coming. 2 minutes left to play. Second shot for Ontavius Jefferson is up and in. He gets one of two, his first point of the night. 57-24, Marion leading Mountain Home. Sorrell into the front court. Loses the handle, the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by DeCorio Smith. It will be Mountain Home inbounding on the far sideline with 1:34 left of the game. Abe Crawford will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Sorrell. And now he's going to be fouled. Another foul called on Smith. A reaching foul. That is his first foul of the evening. Second team foul against Mountain Home. And it will be Crawford inbounding it on the sideline. Gets in to Harris. Harris across the timeline. Dribbles to the left side. Now kicks out to Morris. Morris is going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes to Smith. He's quickly back the other way for the Patriots. Smith into the lane. He's going to give it to Johnson, who lost the handle of the ball. And now a jump ball is going to be called. And it's going to be Marion's basketball with 45 seconds left. Clock's continuing to run. Someone's going to have to throw it in for the Patriots. And finally, it's going to be DeCorio Smith. 30 seconds left. Smith will take the ball from the official. Get it in on the low block to B.J. Johnson. He can't get the shot to go. Rebound's controlled by Morris. He's quickly back the other way. And he's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Brandon Morris with 7 points. 57-26. Marion leading it. 12 seconds left. Here is Smith with it on the right side. He'll throw it up top to Daniel. Now ball goes over on the left side to Perry. And the clock's going to run out. And that's the way. And, well, Marion's going to try one last shot at the end. They can't get it to go. But it's still a dominating victory for Marion. They defeat Mountain Home tonight 57-26. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.